Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, but getting with the show now. Follow this storyline, and we're going to need some real honesty from women this morning. Because y'all are going to have to call yourselves out for being crazy if you've ever done this. But can you explain the whole Terry Hatcher and Mike Delfino storyline going on, Jen?
It's kind of a long storyline, but basically, Terry Hatcher's character is dating the sexy plumber down the street. And they've had this on-again, off-again relationship because she doesn't trust him. He's involved in, like, this murder scandal and had been arrested in his past. And he wasn't upfront with her and wasn't honest with her at the beginning of the relationship. But now she knows the whole story. Now they're dating again, and they've just decided to move in together. So they just decide to move in together, and as they're moving, she finds something in his car. She finds this diary, this journal in his car that makes her suspicious of him again, so she decides to trail him.
She literally gets in her car with her daughter in the passenger seat and is, like, sitting low in the car, and they are trailing her boyfriend because she doesn't trust him.
Mom, stalking? Are we really doing this? You just made such a huge deal to your friends about how much you trust him now.
Well, that was before I found Mrs. Hoover's journal in his truck.
I would bet you anything he is not going on a plumbing job, and we're going to find out.
Mom, if you don't trust him, why are you moving in with him?
I don't have time to explain adult relationships to you.
Oh, duck down.
I think you lost him.
He's six cars up. We have to stay this far back or he'll see us.
Okay, great, but we can't see him either. I gotta tell you, Mom, you're not great at this.
Oh, yeah? When your father was cheating on me, I used to follow him all the time. I know my stuff.
Okay, so that's where we're at. So here's the honesty I want. And I think we've got to separate the two and define them. I'm not looking for stalking calls, like you stayed outside of his apartment and watched the light go on and off to see what he was doing. I'm talking about literally getting in your car and following your boyfriend or your husband because you had that much distrust. You tailed him. Has anybody ever done that listening right now? All right, voice disguiser, we're going to call you Jonathan.
Sorry, Jonathan, do a check real quick.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hold on one sec, Jonathan. All right, Jonathan, you are on the voice disguiser. Nobody could recognize your voice.
All right, I'm doing it right now as we speak.
You're tailing your girlfriend right now?
My wife.
Oh.
Give us some history.
It's been about 7 years. We've been married, 3 kids. I don't know. She's done it before, and I let her get away with it. This time, I'm fed up.
So, what got you to the point of tailing her?
I just gotta know for sure. She's lying. Just lying.
How do you know? Like, what has she done over the last couple of days to make you think that she's cheating? And why do you think she's gonna go to the place right now?
Well, because I work out of town a lot, mm-hmm. and her and her mom have plotted against me before, and I work, and I constantly work. She uses that as an excuse. You know, oh, you're working all the time. That was the two excuses the time before. Now I'm fed up with it because there's possibly another person out there for me, and I want to know, and I don't want to waste my time anymore on this one. I do have 3 beautiful babies, but, you know.
How is her mother involved? Why would her mother endorse her having an affair in her marriage?
Oh, she's crazy.
Hmm.
So you're literally right now, you're right behind your wife, or is she 2 cars in front of you, or?
She's about, like, 5 or 6.
5 cars in front of you, and where do you think she's going?
She was supposed to take my daughter to school.
Uh-huh. And did she?
No.
So where's your daughter?
I don't know. Probably in a car with her. She'd probably check her in late. But, like, right now, as of right now, she's totally gone, like, 20 minutes out of her way.
And you have no idea where she's going, and you're convinced she's going to go see some dude that she's been seeing.
Uh-huh.
Why would she do that with with your kids in the car, though?
I don't know. I asked the same question myself, you know. This is why I gotta know, because I can't be with somebody like this.
Sure.
I can't.
So, I'm going to ask Bert's question again because you didn't really answer it. What's tipped you off that she's cheating?
I found notes. She's the kind of person who will write everything down. And we just moved into a new place recently, about a month ago. So we're still doing the unpacking stuff, and there's a note on the ground, and, you know, I picked it up, I looked at it, started reading it, and she got real mad and upset, took it, ripped it up, threw it in the garbage.
What did it say in that letter?
Just, I can't wait to see you. Hopefully he doesn't come home this week.
I'd throw up. As I was reading that, I would throw up.
Now, we talked before, we've had conversations before about once someone has cheated on you, you never fully trust them again. And you say this has happened before. So, I take it you haven't been able to trust her since you found out the first time.
That's why I'm following her.
That's why, yeah.
Well, that and a note, sure. Hey, Jonathan, what I want to do is, can I put you on hold and take a couple calls and come back to you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second. So this dude's in pursuit right now. Right now, his wife is 5 cars in front of him. He's convinced that his wife is screwing around on him. Yeah. He's going to catch her today. All right, I'll take a couple more calls. We don't need the voice disguiser for. Then go back to Jonathan. Good morning. Jesse, you're on All the Hits, Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What?
Good morning.
That's our conversation start. You say good morning, we say good morning, and you just go right on in.
Okay, this is actually my stepdaddy stalking my mama.
Okay.
This was on Saturday. This was when I was about 16, and they have a daughter together. She was a little bitty baby, and my mama was going to the tanning bed. My mom left the house, and then my stepdad asked me to watch my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And left, and I didn't think anything of it. Well, it turns out that he had followed her to the tanning bed, and he got to the tanning bed, and as mom was walking in, another guy had held open the door for her.
Mm-hmm.
A guy she had has never even met in her life. Well, my stepdaddy got this man's tag number, and his uncle is a deputy sheriff in Douglasville. Ran the man's tag number, got his name and phone number and address, and was like throwing it up in my mom's face. And my mom's like, I don't even know that man. And she had never seen him before. So
he got jealous just because a guy opened a door for her?
Yeah, I don't know if my mom, from what I know of, didn't cheat on him at all, you know, but, and I don't know why he would think that she was.
Well, you don't come up with that out of thin air. Yeah, and if you were 16, then, there's probably a lot you didn't know.
Okay, good morning, Wade. You're on All the Hits, Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert.
How are you, sir?
Just doing all right.
You've done this yourself?
Oh, yeah. About 3 years ago, I used to work out of town, and then when I got into town, my wife was acting strange and, you know, wouldn't do the same things she would do, so... My sister had my daughter one night, and I asked her to pick up my daughter for me, and she made a big deal about it. And it was kind of strange she doing that. So what I did was I jumped in my neighbor's truck and went to her job to see why she was working late. And as I was pulling in, she was pulling out.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed her to a restaurant where she met my neighbor.
Oh, man. That feeling you must get in your pit of your stomach when...
Oh, yeah. Ugh. You know, this guy is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
We had barbecues together, you know, hang out. His wife, my wife, our kids. And I watched him for about 30 minutes hugging and kissing in the booth. And
oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Then I walked in.
Mm-hmm. What was your first line? What'd you say?
He said to me he would never do a thing like that.
Oh, come on.
You know, he told me that years ago when we first met because his wife used to tell me that he's a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to cheat on her all the time and beat her up.
Mm.
So I used to confide in him, and him and my wife got really close when I was out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And when I walked in, I think she just, all the blood in her face just... left.
The thing is, if you're tailing, it's done. Isn't the relationship over if you've got to tail somebody?
I think
you're in
that's a last resort.
That's
I think that's the last resort where you're trying to find proof to leave.
You got to see it with your own eyes if you're tailing somebody.
Good morning, Veronica. You're on All the Hits
Q100. Good morning.
Hi.
Well, what happened is I worked third shift, and my husband, he worked like whenever because he was a contractor. And I, my best friend, it was my cousin, and I told her everything. And I keep telling her, I think my husband is cheating on me. And she's like, oh, I don't think so. And I keep telling her, like, oh, I'm going to probably follow him one day. And she's like, no, that's a bad idea. And one day I called my husband, and I said, I'm going to be late, you know, from coming home. And I borrowed my one of my employees' car, and we kind of swapped cars. And I was at the house waiting for him to go because he's supposed to leave at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he left. And I follow him because he's supposed to be going to work. He pulled in to a motel, and my cousin was like, she was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
She was waiting for him outside, and they both went in, and they stayed there for like about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so frustrated. I was not sure what to do. So I was just, you know, waiting. And then after an hour, they came out, and they were kissing and hugging, and I had a camera, and I also took pictures and went to my lawyer, and I filed for divorce.
Good for that you. Was it. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
It was a really shock because I would never thought that my cousin could do that.
You think all this stuff only happens in TV shows or in the movies, you know, that your cousin would be behind it.
Because most people aren't honest, and most people, I mean, not in those situations, most people aren't honest when they're confronted with it. Like, if a husband goes to a wife and says, are you cheating on me? Then they're like, well, of course I'm not. And if you're at the point where you know something's wrong and they're not telling you and you've given them the opportunity, that's why I think the trailing comes in, you know, or tailing.
So let's go back to Burt Show listener Jonathan when we started this whole thing, because this just came from Desperate Housewives last night. And then Jonathan here calls up and says, I'm doing it right now. I am tailing my wife. I'm sure she's screwing around on me. Hey, Jonathan, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Still following her?
Yeah, but she wound up going to the school.
She did?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, maybe she's just. Maybe she's just. Maybe she's just trying to avoid traffic. Is why she went out of her way. Well, I mean, but like we said, if you get to the point of tailing, then something's wrong. I mean, obviously, you are just trying to find a concrete reason to leave. Sounds like.
Yeah.
Isn't the letter itself incriminating enough to where you wouldn't have to, like, see it? Like, you. I mean, you know, man. I mean, you saw it in the letter, dude.
She said that it was old, that it was from when she had cheated on me before, and that she just didn't throw it away. And I don't believe that. I just really don't.
Women don't just inadvertently keep letters like that. It's not just an accident. So.
And when I say I work out of town, it's I work in town, but I'm gone from 5. I don't get home until 9, 10 o'clock at night. And it's like, you know, I'm never there. At home.
That sucks having to live with that kind of distrust when you're on the road. And, I mean, because your mind is probably going way crazier than the reality of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're thinking they're on the phone with each other all the time. And
and
it's probably not like that, you know?
You can hear it in his voice. You can hear the pain. Just in the way that you're talking, Jonathan, we can hear how painful this is for you.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could just get it over with and, you know, just find out one way or another. I mean, if this isn't, she's living a life. She doesn't have to work. She doesn't have to do anything. She just, you know, her man goes out and works, and all I ask of her is take care of my babies.
Oh, I feel so betrayed.
And
oh,
so betrayed.
It makes my stomach hurt. Like, you know, you get that pain in your gut when you have that.
Yeah, I bet, man. I'm
it's
sorry,
like I'm
dude.
Having like the sympathy pains for you.
This does go back to that conversation we have time and time again. You screw around one time, forget it. You could try to stay together. You stay together for the babies.
Right.
You try to get everything healthy, but there will always be in the back of your mind that distrust. It is never, ever the same.
Have you talked to her just point blank about her having an affair right now or the fact that you think the marriage is over?
Yeah, and every time I do, it upsets her. She gets upset. She wants to just ignore it. She gets stone-faced and just quits talking. I can't believe you're accusing me, blah blah blah. And so
what if she's not having an affair?
Well, then if she's not, then I guess I'm just overreacting.
Y'all still got a problem.
You have a big problem.
You still got a big problem, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're tailing her right now,
And the good news is she's not screwing around. You still have not business to moment. Take care of, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sucks. So. You still have to have a conversation, yeah. You know?
All right, Jonathan. Sorry, man.
No problem.
Good luck. Right,
bye-bye. Yeah, once you cheat, it's gone.
Because the thing, like, with him, you cheat, I mean, or you're tailing somebody and you want to see it for yourself, but then when you don't, you're almost disappointed, even though you shouldn't be. But he's
looking to get out.
He's disappointed because she went to the school, like she said.
Looking to get out.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.